This is MemberK Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberK Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay, and that's kind of the topic that I'm talking about. I've titled this series, How High is Your Mountain and How Wide is Your Valley? A subtitle of this, I think, is Feeling Good When Things Aren't That Bad. There's a humorist in the United States called Garrison Keillor, and he pokes fun at Scandinavians, of which I am one. And one of the things that we are supposed to say when we're asked how things are going is that things aren't that bad. And so I think of him as well. But I'm also drawing a lot from one of my favorite people. And perhaps you know him. His name is Fred Rogers, also known as Mr. Rogers. And he had a very famous neighborhood in children's television for years in the United States. So feeling good when things aren't that bad. Last week I was traveling. As I do every time I'm traveling, I make it a point to visit with friends. Now, many of the friends that are my good friends are also leaders in organizations that I work with. So I get kind of a two-for-one kind of thing in that we catch up on issues related to what we're doing. And I also get to share with friends. So I was sitting there with my friend, and he does the same old routine, how you doing? And my normal response was to say, fine. But I said, you know what? I'm really doing pretty good. I'm really doing not that bad. But I think I've been in kind of a valley this summer. And that valley is kind of the metaphor that I use. Because as I described what I was doing, I said, you know, in hindsight, as I look back, there have been characteristics or qualities that have been going on that I sort of felt like I was spinning my wheels. Oh, I get things done. You know, I get things done. But most of the things I've gotten done have been things that had a deadline. So some of my more productive times have been with the radio programs. Now, this valley isn't a deep valley. In my mind's eye, this valley is kind of a broad, actually not at all unpleasant valley. There's green spaces, there's plants, trees, meadows, rivers, all the nice things in the valley. But at the same time, it still is a valley, and a valley that has impacted my own personal effectiveness. So I want to talk this series about just being in the valley and being in a valley that's not that bad and a valley that's wide, because I think this is something that all of us get stuck in or that we pass through. I think I'd like to focus on the fact that we pass through it, not that we get stuck in it. Okay, so here I am in this valley. What have I learned? Well, one of the things I learned was that I wasn't really aware of being in the valley until I got out of where I was. In other words, I really didn't see it in a valley, or I couldn't talk about it as best I could, as when I got out of it, went traveling, and talked to some close friends. Many times those of us who travel a lot, we have friends that aren't in our area, and it's not always as easy to stay in touch. And fortunately or unfortunately, I'm kind of like that. So as I was sitting with some of my friends and people that hold me accountable to things, I was able to honestly talk about what I was doing and what I wasn't doing. I want to ask you if you have those kinds of people. Oh, yeah. You've heard me talk about this a lot before. Accountability groups are important. But I'm sure you're like me and that you don't always talk to them or you don't keep up. And so I sort of had my come to reality time with some of these people. Now, fortunately, I didn't choose to do the positive thing and just say, fine. I decided to do the honest thing and say, well, this is what's going on. This is how I feel. And I don't know where to go with this. I just am not sure. I'm not saying I'm depressed. I'm not saying I'm struggling with anxiety. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that I'm not where I thought I could be or should be or where I'd like to be. Now, in this metaphor of this wide valley that I'm in, let me tell you about a couple of places. And these places are nice places because they lull me into complacency. But I want to talk about complacency as maybe not being all that bad. I've been through a lot in the last year and a half. There's neither the time nor the space nor the place here to go into all of those details. But that has been a big impact on my life. My work is going extremely well. The people that I work with are excited, things are happening, the organization is making positive changes, and all of that. But that came after a period of being in a valley. And so I think there is a recovery time that often goes on longer. And so I need to think about this being in this valley as not necessarily all that bad. While it does lull me to some feelings of not being as effective as I could be, I think I need to pay attention to the fact that it might lull me into a little bit of silence and listening and stillness. And I don't think that's all that bad. My friend Fred Rogers has a quote that I think epitomizes what he tried to do even on a daily basis. Here it goes. And so for me, being quiet and slow is being myself, and that is my gift. Viewers of his programs would remark regularly how slow things were. But he was working with children, and it was important for him to get down to their level and focus on the newness of life. I think that I can take that into my own heart and say, I need to focus on the stillness. Sure, I'm not being as active or as effective with time as I could be. But maybe my expectations are a little bit out of whack and I need to think through what exactly it is I'm hoping to accomplish or want to do. You know, there's some scripture that says something like, be still and know that I am God. I don't think I do that enough in my life. How about you? Are you aware of taking regular times to sit and think and be still and listen for God? I think that's something that many of us in our lines of work need to do more. And so Fred Rogers, as he worked with children of all kinds, had it right on that one when he talked about doing that. He always wanted to make sure that every child that watched the show felt safe and secure. And how much of our times do we sit and think about that? So I'm sort of at opposite views. On one way, I look at this valley and I say, it's prevented me from doing some things. But on another way, I look at this valley and say, what can I learn from this particular experience? Maybe that's a good word for you. You're experiencing something that's a result of some stress or strain, or you're just not where you should be as you evaluate things. Maybe it's okay to be there. Maybe you need to stay there for a while in order to see what happens. It's not the end of the world, I don't think. Although I must admit, at times it makes me very anxious, concerned about being found out, if you will, and maybe being confronted for being a slackard. But I don't think that's really what I need to learn today, that is, to get busy to avoid getting in trouble. I think I need to learn that I need to be content where I am, that I need to say, maybe some of this stillness is good for me. Maybe it's going to be good in the long haul. Maybe it will increase the productivity I feel later. That's kind of like when I sat down with some friends last week and said, I'm in a valley. What happened with that authentic or open or honest comment was that I could then start talking about it clearer. I could then articulate reasons why I was feeling that way. And with their input, I came to a better understanding of what that was doing to me and what I could do in exchange or instead of or in addition to. I have a feeling I'm going to be getting out of that valley, and I hope you'll walk with me as we look at various aspects of it over the next few weeks. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.